morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I want to talk about Super Nintendo games. I know, that sounds crazy. Why would I be talking about Super Nintendo games? Super Nintendo has not been out for a very long time, but the Nintendo Switch Online service, which is a paid service, it costs $20 a year or less if you buy it through other means, is so far it has only included NES games, and there's been one or two, I believe two actually, at least coming every month to the service. And at this point, they're running out of Nintendo games. So a lot of folks have been kind of speculating what that means. And if that means that they're just going to stop, does that mean that, you know, I've seen all kinds of speculation. But an FCC filing that was made recently leads many folks, myself included, to believe that Super Nintendo games will be coming to the service. It also does not hurt that the one-year anniversary of the Switch Online service is coming up. So, here's what it is. The FCC filing was for an electronic video game device. Like, it didn't say SNES on it, but if you see the image of the back of the controller, it very clearly looks like the back of a Super Nintendo controller. This would not be the first time that Nintendo has done something like this. They actually released, if you recall, a pair of NES controllers that that could actually dock to the Switch to be charged. So it wouldn't surprise me if Nintendo were going to do something similar with the SNES. They haven't made any official announcements yet, although Nintendo doesn't care about standard PR cycles. They could announce it the day it comes out. But I think what is really key with this rumor potentiality is how big of a deal it is. The Nintendo, the NES, wonderful system, and the games that they have released have been, I mean, there's an amazing collection. And not only have they released a lot of great games, but they have also released like really interesting versions of these games where you can kind of start the game at the end of the game to let people experience what the game was like once it got up to speed. And I think a lot of that was because this game is, Nintendo games are hard. I really dig the idea of them doing that on the SNES. But it gives them, the SNES, because the games are more complicated, and I know that, of course they're more complicated, right? Like there's more stuff going on. They have the ability to do even more interesting stuff. Like what if they did a randomizer for Link to the Past or things like that, special challenge modes. Because I think SNES games got a little bit more accessible by nature of the fact that they had like save features and stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's absolutely nuts to think about the fact that this $20 a year service, which anyone that had Amazon Prime in the last couple of months got at least 3 months worth of the service, if not a full year, which is crazy. This is a very inexpensive service, and if you buy it for a family, it's only $35, which is, again, not a lot of money. And it already includes this amazing NES library, and now to have the SNES library and have it include games like Super Mario World and Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past, which some consider to be the best Zelda game. I disagree, but there are plenty of people that feel that way. Super Metroid. And also, I think what is a possibility, because a lot of these games that were put out on this service were third-party. So there were a lot of great third-party SNES games. I mean, could you imagine the world, how much the world would explode if Chrono Trigger or something like that was put on the Nintendo Switch Online service? Also, this is where a lot of multiplayer games came. So I'm super interested to see what becomes of this. I mean, at the very least, Nintendo has to do something. There are a finite number of NES games that they would be able to put on this system without having to pay royalties to another company. You know, there's a very limited number, and they are running low on those games. And so eventually they're going to have to come up with something. And I think, I truly believe that Super Nintendo is the answer, because, man, that library is big, it is robust, and it contains some of the best games ever made. So, I mean, again, we don't know the full details, but I can't, but it sounds right. Here's what I'd love, and I'm going to stop my recording now, because as you can hear, my voice is not doing great, but here's what I'd love. I'm going to go ahead and share this out onto our socials. I'd love for you to respond and share with me, you know, what are your thoughts? Number one, do you think this is going to happen? And number two, you know, what's the first game you want them to release? Like, what do you think, you know, because the last time they put out, like, a healthy selection. Let's assume they don't do that, and they just put out two games. What are the two games that you think they need to put on there? So, that's my ask for today. You guys have a great day. I will talk to you soon. Hopefully, my voice recovers. And until then, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. I mean, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk soon, folks. Bye now.